Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Diva. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Everything cool? Yeah. All right. Good. We're here. We're great. Everyone's cool. Cool. Guys survived Monday.
Yeah.
Good. Rocking two hats, Greg. Greg's rocking two hats right now. Two hats.
Got to keep it real for my roots.
That's right, man. I like it. I like it. I like it. Good. All right. Well, I'm excited for the show today. Should be a good one. Let's get right to it. It's called The Feed.
The Feed with Izzy.
You know the dispensaries in town called The Source?
Yeah.
Nope.
They want to reward people who vote early in the caucus. So February 17th through the 22nd, if you go into any of their stores wearing your I Voted sticker, you'll receive a complimentary 0.7 gram pre-roll with a minimum purchase of $20.
Well, okay. Until you said the minimum purchase of 20 right. bucks, so it's really nothing free at all.
Eh.
Yeah, they can suck my caucus. That's when you vote. It's a voting caucus. You know?
I'm well aware. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I would think that's great.
Something.
Hey, something.
No, it's not. We've always had the rule that if something's free, you have to pay for it first. That's not free.
Yeah, but if it creates some kind of incentive for some stoner to get off their ass.
To go pay $20 for a pre-roll.
No way.
They're spending more than that, bro.
Yeah.
What's the average amount you spend at a dispensary when you go?
Bad. It depends on what you're getting, but I got $50 to $100.
So.
Plus a free pre-roll.
Now you get a free roll on top of it.
I guess.
All right. Well, if you're already going. Hey, man, if you vote, you get a pre-roll. Cool, bro.
I just don't like when they're like, hey, it's free, but it's not. You know?
Oh, I know. Hey, I get that.
Smoke weed every day.
Free burger if you buy a car. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Yeah. The best ones are the free things when you test drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't do that as much anymore.
My friend and I got Lord of the Rings.
I realized it doesn't work.
I know.
Lord of the Rings DVD. Test driving a Kia or something. It was pretty sweet.
Hell yeah.
Couldn't they have just bought it online?
Excuse me. We wanted a movie. It was free. Sorry. They're like, come on your test drive. We'll give you a copy of Lord of the Rings.
And that was when DVDs were like $37.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Especially Lord of the Rings.
It's a three-hour movie.
Yeah, that's seven
discs. You know how much entertainment you get for a free test drive?
There's seven discs in there.
Yeah. So. I got to say, Kia wasn't bad. Wasn't in the market for buying one, though.
Right.
Wanted the movie.
Worth way more than a pre-roll, by the way.
Rage Against the Machine announced a 2020
okay.
tour.
All right. We need serious. We gotta build this up.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? This is the biggest news ever.
Yeah.
Can't just bury it in 5 o'clock and think that, no, it's not a big deal. Pre-roll free, you gotta pay 20. And then you lay down this.
Well, it is
the biggest
deal.
News. Ah, and they're going on tour with Run the Jewels.
Yeah, but they won't be coming to Vegas.
Yeah, I don't care.
They will be in California and Arizona, though, if you want to make the trips.
Already bought my plane ticket.
That's all you get.
Freedom. Yeah, by far the best thing of 2020.
Why don't you think they're coming to Vegas?
Because of the radius of Coachella.
Oh, yeah. Son of a.
Yeah, exactly. Can't play within a certain mile radius of Coachella, so it creates demand. So you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid.
It's all right. I'm going the opposite way. Going to Phoenix.
Good.
Already got the ticket. Tickets go on sale Thursday at 10 a.m. Just a heads up for the whole tour.
Cool.
Yeah, they have Coachella in L.A. too, though. It's called Skid Row.
That's right. Same.
All Coachella is everybody moves their tents. That's all it is.
Well,
it's a bums.
You got to pay a lot of money to move those tents. That's an expensive
tent
rental.
You get a free pre-roll every 3 hours at Coachella.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, man, this is the best news If they come out with new music too, oh man, I'm gonna poop my pants.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
They have to, right?
No.
Yeah, they will.
They don't.
There's no way they're not gonna come out with new music.
I really hope they come out with new music.
I mean, hopefully it's not 30-minute songs like Tool, but I guarantee they'll come out with some new music.
First of all, Rage doesn't come out with 30-minute songs.
I know, they're good.
Son of a bitch. And Tool's not?
No, they're great. I'm just saying.
Such a douchebag. New album's awesome. Love the new Tool album. And I gotta say, if Rage comes out with a new album, then they're back, man. Everyone's talking about, why are they coming back? Why are they coming back? Why do you think they're coming back?
Money?
Well, that too.
Yeah. That's usually the reason.
Yeah, that too.
Taylor Rocha, but you know what? Too many cars.
A lot of people are already sitting there bitching about the price of everything. They're like, oh, yeah, okay, Rage Against the Machine playing a Capital One arena or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And Tom Morello said on Instagram saying, hey, look, all prices right now that you're seeing are fake, okay? The prices of the tickets are not going to be that high. And I believe in LA Rising in 2011 when they played at USC, the Coliseum, they tickets like super close were like $100 and tickets for Nosebleed were $50. So there was like there's two prices. That was it.
Well, you can't be Rage Against the Machine and have like Super Bowl prices.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm fighting the power for $4,000 in the front
row. Exactly. Like, yeah.
I paid $2,500 for a meet and greet, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. No, and they know that and they get. Oh man, you guys gonna go?
No.
I losers. Don't know, maybe.
I would say yes, losers. But I'd like to I know see them when it live, came to but... it, I wouldn't go, so.
Losers!
It's fine.
You guys don't understand.
I just have to make sure someone could watch my animals.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Because you have no. Yeah, there it is! Yeah! Nailed it.
That is correct. The Coast Guard is changing its tattoo policy since so many millennials have tattoos now and they need new recruits. So now recruits and service members can have tattoos on the back of their hands no larger than an inch. They can tattoo one finger on each hand and can have chest tattoos, but they cannot be seen above a crew neck shirt.
Nice.
All right.
If I was going to join the military, Coast Guard all the way.
Yeah?
Most forgotten branch. Yeah.
It is.
Are you kidding me? They get paid the exact same amount. I'll scrape some barnacles off a buoy rather than getting bullets fired at me any day of the week.
Yeah, but do you have to like save people?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to dive in the water
with
a vest on?
Yeah, they're treacherous on, like, waters, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Some scary conditions.
You know what else is treacherous waters? The open ocean. No, thanks. I'm staying right here. I don't want to go through the Persian Gulf while I'm having Somali pirates fire missiles upon me.
It's true. At least you get to be in the good parts of the country, too, the coasts.
Yeah. Hey.
It's not like you're the Midwest Guard or something like that.
Yeah, you are. Hey, Coast Guard's in Cleveland.
Why?
Chicago. Because it's a border. It's an international border with Canada.
I know, but it's Canada. It's like, come on in, guys.
That's what I'm saying. Put me up in Cleveland. I'll stay here.
Yeah.
Dude, we used to hang out with the Coast Guard all the time. I was in this program called Spirit of America when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Of course you
got
were.
Got my boating license. We used to capsize sailboats and flip them back over in the water. And
wow.
Oh, wow.
We did all kinds of aquatic things. It was really cool. I got to drive a giant cigarette boat. You know the one, the high-speed ones that go like 200 miles an hour on the water?
That's cool, though.
Got to drive that. Sick.
The ones that people die in?
Yeah, that one. I drove that one. So the Coast Guard was part of the program. So we used to hang out with those dudes. They were awesome. Just hang out. They don't do anything. Think of like Ron the firefighter that we hang out with.
Yeah.
Not doing much, bro. Yeah, fire here and there.
Eats a burrito.
Eat a burrito. Yeah, exactly. It's the Coast Guard. They got Coast Guard. Guarantee they have a Coast Guard in
Chicago.
That's
like any job, though. I like those jobs, you know?
Well, I mean, you're the Coast Guard off Miami, dude. You're firing upon.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, even if you're a cop, I mean, most of the time, like, yeah, you go on calls, it's dangerous. But most of the time, you're just kind of like, eh, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. Sometimes, though, you're a busy fire station, you're never going to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You're never going to sleep. Sucks.
Well, otherwise, you're just pounding broads.
Because you're a firefighter?
Hell yeah.
You pick them up at the grocery store. I feel like every firefighter loves going grocery shopping because they can just hit on all the chicks because they pull up and they got the shirts on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just whatever station, fire department they're at.
Yeah.
Is there a fire? Because you look hot. Why don't you climb down this fire's pole? I got all the game right there. Right now.
Talk about hoes a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, here we go. We got the show ready. Are we ready? We got the Pantheon today. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah, we said it in the promo. Don't worry.
You did?
Worry.
You remembered? Cool. Good. Got the Pantheon ready.
We're good at our jobs.
876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message 69187. We've got tickets for Absinthe. We've got, it says Major League Rugby. Did you just make that up, Mateo?
I'm just putting what's there, my man.
That's what they said? All right, we got to talk to
whoever's in charge.
It's Rugby 7. It's not Major League Rugby. What is that all about? Rugby 7.
MLR.
Give that away as well. Should be a fun one. We'll hit you with Audio Slave after the break.
Hey, it's Rob Corddry. You're listening to BS in the Morning.
We did it.
Tell you guys about my weekend here.
Oh, yeah.
I had an extra day, man.
Where's your tweaking music, bro?
Yeah. It's not going to be 120 words or less or whatever.
It's up to 240 anyway, isn't it? Over there on the old Twits.
I think it's, yeah. It's now up to 240 characters. So, oh, man. I got 7 hours of sleep Sunday night. I know. Can you imagine?
It's a whole week for me.
It's impressive.
I felt human yesterday.
Wow.
I never get seven hours of sleep.
That's
and it
a
was
long
continuous.
Time. That's like half our day.
Yeah.
Continuous sleep, which is amazing. So that means that my daughter's now sleeping through the night. I mean, she gets up and cries a little bit, but I'm able to sleep right through that. It's not like full blown crying. You know, it's like
whimpering.
Comfort me. Hold me. And I'm like, no, go back to bed. I'm just ignoring her. You know, deal with it, kid. This is what they say you should do. Just ignore them. So I'm like, all right, done. So my wife is now full blown sick. She says thanks, Izzy, for that. By the way,
me what?
This has been going on for like months now.
Well, I had the same thing. Greg
I know.
Had.
That's what I'm saying.
Greg had the same thing you had.
No, I didn't have.
My
what he
wife
had.
Now has.
Yeah,
a thing.
You didn't have what I had.
I didn't have respiratory problems.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get it from you. It was just a magic.
It turned into it though.
Yeah, well,
it turned into respiratory problems. So my wife has this cough, and she's like, "It's got to be from Izzy. It's got to be from Izzy."
Stop.
Not Man. Kidding.
Wow.
That's how it goes. Yeah. My whole house is ill. Had 7 hours of sleep last night. That was amazing. I put up this, my wife recorded me. We probably could play it actually. So, did you guys hear me snore?
Oh, yeah.
That was a hell of a snore.
It's pretty good.
I was, quite impressed. And also I felt kind of bad for my wife. Because
she had to hear it?
She couldn't sleep. She's sick. She hears my daughter whimpering and crying. You know what I mean? But I was, I was on another planet here.
Wow.
I was like, was I on my back? And she's like, no. That's a side sleep.
That's awful.
7 hours, baby.
Wow.
It was the highlight of my weekend. It was absolutely incredible.
It's pretty good.
I worked on my banister still. I know you guys are like, you're not done with that yet? No, I'm not. First time I've touched it. It's very similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damn, so fun. And then, Izzy, I saw you post over the weekend about the ghetto bird interrupting your nap.
Oh, dude. And then another one came later that night at 11 p.m.
Oh, see?
I was just too tired to get out of bed and do a follow-up video.
Which one is worse? The one.
And then that night, mm-hmm. So you know how my street's like a little cul-de-sac? So there's like maybe 20 houses on my street.
Yeah.
And there was a car parked at the very end of the cul-de-sac with the headlights facing me, and I had just gotten home. Mm-hmm. And I went to let the dogs out, and all of a sudden I hear this car start to speed from the end of the cul-de-sac to the outside of my street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cop car that was just hanging out down at the end house. And then the next thing I know, after it speeds out of my neighborhood, it turns its lights on. So something was going down in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you live in the hood. How many times we got to tell you that?
You do kind of live in the hood.
You live in the hood.
I don't feel like I live in the hood.
Oh, it's you just don't? Just the ghetto helicopters circling your home
instances.
Multiple times a day. And the police.
It was just a bad day. It was just one day.
Okay. Well, I was out at the park with my son as he's learning how to play sports.
Uh-huh.
It's down there at Mounds Edge Park. And this helicopter must have been circling, I'm not kidding, for an hour and a half. Like, we got there early. He did the whole game.
You're like, what is this, Izzy's house?
We were playing at the playground afterwards. Yeah, I felt like it was Izzy's house. By the way, it was 9:30 in the morning.
Were they looking for something?
Yeah, they were looking for someone.
That's scary.
It's a police helicopter. Who's breaking the law at 9:30 in the morning?
Were they circling the kids? Like, the person they were looking for was, like, a parent?
They were circling the neighborhoods behind the park.
That's scary.
What were they looking for, though?
I have no idea. It must have been a guy. There's no way a woman would break the law at 9:30 in the morning.
Hey, kid. Kid. I see you. Get off that swing. Kid, get off that swing. That slide has screws in it, kid. Get off the screws on the slide. Okay?
He starts throwing out some advice for these kids playing sports.
play off the carbs and eat some sugar and you'll have more energy for the slide, okay? Wait a minute. Punch that other kid in the face, will you? Just punch him in the face. He'll learn his lesson. He's being a bully right now.
Craig's the worst police. The police chopper. It's honestly what it was like.
You want your juice box? Kick that kid in the face.
Yeah, that was it. 9:30 in the morning. This copter is just circling and circling and circling. I was like, how much tax dollars are we wasting right now?
Honestly.
And then when we were pulling out, we saw SWAT vehicles going in towards the neighborhood. I was
really?
Like, this is a nice neighborhood. It's nice down at Mountain's Edge. I was like, this is...
Usually that means a hostage situation.
I was thinking maybe some guy, you know, domestic.
That's
dispute.
What he does. He's threatening. And he's like, I'm never leaving.
I'm not coming out kind of a thing. So immediately went the other direction from them. I'm like, I'm not going to get stuck in SWAT traffic. You know, I'm out of here. So that was it. That was my weekend. It was a good weekend. It was a fun one. Oh, real quick, I did take my son to the UNLV Fresno State game. That, first of all, that was a hell of a game, dude. That was an amazing game. Was Came down to the last 8/10 of a second.
Wow.
It was a tie game. UNLV throws up, I think it was a 3 or 2. I don't know, but a bank shot off the glass, went right in.
Nice.
Oh, basically a buzzer beater. Amazing game. And then my son had an absolute blast. By the way, we just snuck all the way down.
Does he know what's going on?
Should we go courtside? I mean, we could go courtside. Well, he doesn't know the score, but he knows, like, when you shoot.
Well, you need a helicopter, you gotta tell him.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
Hey, kid, this is the first quarter. There's gonna be 3 more of these, all right? Just hang out with your dad, don't get lost. All right, thanks.
That's it.
$8 for popcorn, are you kidding me?
No, dude. It was actually $9 for popcorn and water. Popcorn and a drink and a popcorn, that's pretty good.
Oh, for water, the drink?
Yeah, we got a bottle of water.
Wow.
And then a popcorn. It was $9. That wasn't bad.
Hey, kid, give me your dad's credit card. Here's some water.
Anyway, fun weekend. It was a good time. And I'm still not done with that stupid banister yet. It's driving me nuts, man. It's one of those things. You ever do something where, okay, so the banister's black and the spindles, the balusters are white?
Yeah, I actually like the way that looks.
It looks really good. Mm-hmm. However, it's like I keep trying. I'm trying to paint it. So I paint a little bit, and I miss a thing. So now the white baluster has a black paint stain. So now I got to paint white over that, but then I get white on the black part. I have to keep going back and forth. I'm about to burn it down. I'm about to burn down my house. You should have heard how many curse words I'm throwing around.
Shouldn't you just do the banister on top first and then tape the bottom of it where the balusters are so that you don't get the white on the...
You can't tape. That's exactly correct, but you can't tape at these angles. Because it's on a stair. The stairs are at an angle. So when you tape, there's always going to be a little piece of
Can't you get the tape on an angle?
I don't have to explain it to you. It doesn't make for good radio.
Mm.
Much like this whole break.
BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
No, I am not aroused by this.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
Hey, kid, ask your dad about Greg and his credit card.
We'll be right back. you on the Facebook.com? Us too. Let's be friends, bro, at BS Morning Show.
I really like it when billionaires spend their money. That's like my favorite thing. If you're a billionaire and you, I mean, how much money do you really need?
Right.
You know? Spend it. What are you doing? Comes to a point where you're just like, your greed has gotten the best of you. And that's how you became a billionaire. I get it. You got to be a super greedy person. But at the same time, it's not, money doesn't do anything if it just sits there. You got to put it to use, right?
Right.
So when I was reading that Bill Gates is eyeing this super yacht, I was like, now we're talking. This is what we're talking about. Of all the billionaires in the world, you're not going to sit there and not going to spend your money on super luxurious things. How much money do you think he's going to spend on the super yacht before Greg Googles it here?
$1 billion.
A billion. $1 billion boat? Jesus Christ.
Well, aren't some of them like hundreds of millions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I'm looking at it.
It's like a hotel on water.
I'll go 500 million.
500 million is too little. What?
Is it like a hotel on water?
Well, yeah. I mean, 12 guests can stay on it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, comfortably.
Very comfortably.
Yeah.
Plus, he needs room for his fully equipped gym, yoga studio, beauty room, massage parlor, and outdoor infinity pool. So he's got to have room for all that.
It's a houseboat.
It's more than a houseboat.
Hydrogen powered.
And it's hydrogen powered. That's right. Which means it only emits water into the ocean. I mean, it's pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, that's great.
$644 million.
Wow.
Now, they're saying he hasn't actually acquired it yet, but he's been investigating it for a while, so they're thinking he's going to get it. But it's pretty cool. Liquid hydrogen is what it runs off of, which is pretty amazing. Mm. And it emits only water. It can go about 20 miles an hour, which is not very quick.
So it's like a pontoon.
Yeah,
a pontoon. I'm not sure that's worth that much.
What do you mean?
It's nice.
Are you looking at it?
$600 million? I mean, I don't know.
Well, the fact that it runs off of hydrogen, liquid hydrogen, is probably the most expensive part.
I mean, okay, but even if it ran off dollar bills, it wouldn't lose less than it would $600 million.
Don't
we
already
have
a renewable energy, though, called wind? You could just put up a sail and go.
They've been doing that forever.
Forever. It's the oldest green energy.
Yeah.
It's wind power.
Yeah.
Just put something up. But
that's how Christopher Columbus discovered slaughter.
That's right. I know. I mean, don't get me wrong. If any of us were invited onto this boat, we'd go, right? I mean, it's not like we're turning it down. Yeah.
But if my portion is 1/4 of $600 million, I don't care how much I have. There's no way. Like, I don't know, man. I would think $20 million I'd spend on a boat if I was that rich. You know what I mean? Or
really?
Like
that's
that.
The limit?
$600 million, dude? I don't know. It just seems so frivolous to me.
He's the second wealthiest person in the world.
Then give it away.
Well, he is.
If
he's
has
giving
$600
it away.
Million to give away, just give it away. You know,
he gives away way more than $600 million.
Yeah, and it's all tax write-offs. But just give away.
They're doing amazing things. The Gates Foundation is actually doing amazing things. Is it a tax diversion? Probably,
yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
But at the same time, he's actually saving millions of people's
lives.
I'm
just saying, man. I'm not one of those people that are like, hey, take everyone's money. But like, if you have $600 million to spend on a boat, somebody needs to like take some of your money. Like, come on.
I don't disagree.
What's the most extravagant thing you'd buy? Like one item, like the most extravagant
like I said,
one item.
I would probably get a house, you know, $20 million. I'm not going to spend $700 billion on it. $20 million on a house. I mean, to me, that's still a lot of.
That's a hell of a lot of house.
To spend on something, not to have. I mean, if you're a billion, it's not a lot of money because like, I already have a billion. But just to spend it, I would feel bad spending $600 million on a boat. I really would.
I couldn't agree with you more. But if you're going to have the cash, it's better than just hoarding it. At least give it. If he's spending it in a company, that company is paying employees. That $644 million is going a long way. I mean, not as long as far as you could, you know, pay off people's debt.
Right.
You can do a lot. But the Gates Foundation, again.
Yeah, like, do they pay people enough, their employees?
Microsoft employees?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
They paid them a ton of money.
Because I always hate seeing the discrepancy of what employees make and what the CEO makes. And, you know, it's like disgusting.
Yeah. He's not even part of Microsoft anymore.
Okay.
I think
he's on the board, but he's not CEO anymore.
As far as like horrible people go, I don't put Bill Gates in that category.
Well, he's bought himself some goodwill and charity.
But I'm just saying, man, you know, Come on.
644.
Come on, bro.
So if you're spending more than $20 million on a single thing, then you're a piece
that's,
of garbage.
I mean, that's already so much money.
I mean, that's already wasteful.
You could buy an island for that.
Right. Well, we could, each one of us could live off $20 million for the rest of our lives.
Yes. Of course.
And he scoffed at a $20 million boat. He's looking at $644 million. By the way, that's how much, that's more money than Seinfeld has. And Seinfeld's like godly rich.
Yeah.
And Bill Gates spent more on a boat than Seinfeld has made from all of his things.
The house I live in now is like more than I need. I can't even imagine. If I had a $20 million house, I just wake up every morning and be like, I don't even know what to do right now. Like, this is ridiculous, you know?
Well, there's so many rooms to clean.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, you're not cleaning them.
Yeah, but still, there's nothing worse than having a house so big where you have to buy furniture just to fill the space.
Yeah.
I've never understood that.
I can't do that.
This is my sitting room. Really? Because any room can be a sitting room.
Right.
Do you not sit anywhere else but that room? Sitting rooms are dumb.
Yeah.
I can't stand people who have houses big enough to have a sitting room.
I have one, but there's nothing in it.
You don't go in. But first of all, that's an empty room. That's not a sitting room.
That's swept.
That's a standing room. Right. That's I got to sweep the dust off the floor room. My point is, I just, these people, they have nowhere to... You have so much money, you have nowhere else to put it.
But if you're a billionaire, you can furnish anything. I don't think that's a problem.
But that's what I'm saying. You're furnishing for nothing.
Yeah, for
but
no reason.
It's just waking up, though, and being like, I just feel such a glutton. I mean, I already do.
I know.
Being myself, but still.
Dude, yes. It's like I saw, you know, you see people in Lamborghinis driving around. Like, I want one, but how big of a douchebag would I feel driving
one? Yeah, but even that's only 500 grand to a million.
I think I'd feel like a douchebag.
That's fine. 600 million on a Lamborghini? Yeah, you're a douchebag. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right, fair enough.
If you're a billionaire, a million, you make a million in interest that day. You buy a Lamborghini every day. Who cares? You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
But 600 million to me, no way. That's 600 Lamborghinis. That's just ridiculous.
644 million. It's like 6,000 Lamborghinis.
Well, I'm talking about the ones that are like $1 million.
You know? Oh.
Like the Ferrari Enzo of the Lamborghini.
Or whatever. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
I'd still feel like a douchebag, though. Is he what? How expensive of a car would you have to drive, and then you start feeling douchey driving it?
Let's see. Mine right now was $14,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably feel douchey driving anything over like $40,000.
A $40,000 over. And
that, but that's like if I actually made enough money to be able to afford that.
Yeah,
right.
I'd probably feel pretty douchey driving anything over that.
Fair enough.
You can get a really nice car.
For $40,000
used. You know, absolutely. For $40,000. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd always do pre-owned.
Me too.
$500,000 is where I would feel douchey.
I mean, if you're a billionaire.
If I'm a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd be buying cars just throwing them in ditches or whatever. Who cares?
The Feed with Izzy.
Corona is apparently offering to pay $15 million to help change the name of coronavirus to Bud Light virus.
Oh, man.
And
this
I did
great.
Check if this was true or not, and it is true.
That's really funny.
That's amazing.
That is pretty good.
They said they would pay $10 million to have it as any other name, literally anything else, but they'll add an extra $5 million if it's changed to Bud Light virus.
That's
a damn good marketing strategy.
Brilliant right on them.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're getting a lot of free publicity from the coronavirus.
But not good publicity. People are like, are people getting it from the beer?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, just spell my name right. That's my rule.
Yeah, but at the same time, everybody knows it's not from the beer.
That's what I mean.
You see all these memes and these jokes going around about it.
Yeah.
Only free advertising.
Only coronavirus I know is my hangover.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. Yeah. Kidding me? I would love this if I was Corona. It's the best thing yet.
Yeah.
What happened with the... Remember the Starbucks cup thing when it was like, oh, they didn't put Merry Christmas on a Starbucks cup. It was red. Remember that?
Remember
when people were upset about, oh, God, people are dumb. Starbucks got like, I can't remember how many billions of dollars of free advertising they got from that. Take it. Run with it.
Yeah.
The Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones that was left on the counter, on the coffee table, and they missed it. And the thing.
Dude, there was a Starbucks cup.
Was,
there was like a white version of Gucci's truck out there, too, in the background of one of those scenes.
Really?
Yeah. It's like in the snow in the bag. You see his truck sitting there.
That's hilarious.
It's like, wow. It's like a
take it. Free advertising. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I wish there was a BS virus. That'd be great.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man. Anything to help this show. Kidding me?
Dude, anything.
anything.
Yeah. So it was a sales virus.
Anything to help sales. Anything. You hear me, potential advertiser? Anything.
A 100-million-year-old part spider, part scorpion was found in a piece of amber. Apparently, back in the day, some spiders had a long, segmented tail.
That's cool.
I like not cool.
Squirt bugs.
That sounds awful.
Aren't scorpions part spider?
The longer they are, the scarier. You know what I mean?
I've seen one out here though that looks like that kind of the camel. They call them camel spiders, something like that, or wind scorpions.
Ooh.
Dude, I've seen camel spiders, but I thought that was only in the Middle East.
Yeah, maybe it's wind scorpion. Look up wind scorpion. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Wind scorpion.
Yeah. I saw a crown on the street, and I was like, what is this? And then my dog tried to go over to it, and I was like, no. And
Scorpion.
Yeah. I've seen
them
out here.
Sun spiders.
There you go. Sun spider. Yeah, I've seen them out here, man. They look like a cross between a scorpion and a spider. It's weird looking, man.
That is so gross.
So I'm just crawling around on the north side.
Oh my God, I almost just cried. Like my tear ducts just like really welled up.
Why?
That is really scary, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's scary about it? Its color makes it look like it just was born.
Yeah, like almost like see-through.
Yeah, like it's just like ready to attack. Like it doesn't know what it's doing in life, you know?
You okay?
No, I'm really scared.
Oh my God, apparently.
She's scared of colors from the north side.
There goes Izzy judging things by the color of its skin again.
I'm racist.
We get it, Izzy.
I quit. Can never win.
What if it's the nicest spider ever? And you just don't like it because of the way it looks. And that
keeps us on the hush, but preferably Caucasian would be nice.
Izzy's butt.
That had nothing to do with race. That was just funny.
Yeah, I just like that a lot.
Is his butt.
His butt.
It's perfect. I'm kidding.
Eat it with your face.
You don't like spiders. Ticks? Any other thing you don't like?
I don't
like
who likes ticks?
I don't mind spiders. Just I don't want them in my personal space. No. If they're big spiders, I don't want to be anywhere near them.
Okay.
Like, see, I'm the
big
opposite.
Big bugs scare me.
Big bugs scare you.
Okay. I'm the opposite. Little ones scare me more than the bigger bugs.
Really?
Yeah. They're like creepy crawly. Like,
I'll take a tiny spider
over
a big one.
Yeah, they're fast. They're unpredictable. But the big ones, like when you can feel the weight of them.
Oh,
yeah. I don't, like that's that freak. It's like, wow, this is actually a living thing that I want to smash right now.
See, big spiders to me are like pets, you know? It's just like a big friend that eats all the things you don't like at the house.
Yeah.
I much rather have a smaller spider than a bigger spider.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm totally on board.
Because I can't find it. I'm like, where'd it go? Oh, it's in my pants.
Yeah, but even if it like bites you, it's not going to do a lot of damage.
Well, a little one can. Brown recluse.
Those are about
big.
The size of a quarter, though.
Wow. Those are big.
Yeah, I'm talking like tarantula, you know what I mean?
Those are cool. Dude, no, screw
that. They're friendly.
That.
They're nice.
I don't care.
Yeah, tarantulas are nice, but, you know, I'm good.
Nope. Just nope. The worst thing, the worst videos on the internet are the ones where they try to put a cup reserve or something.
Yeah,
I saw the one.
He's doing it sideways, and then the guy blows up the earth.
Oh, God. Where they try to put a cup over the spider, and the spider, like, jumps.
Yeah. And nobody knows where it went.
The worst.
I hate the jump.
Oh, God, the jump.
Yeah, and that's you can't see it coming because they're so small.
They're so fast, too. Yeah. No, thanks. I'm out.
That's why, snakes freak me out, too, for that same reason. You don't know which way they're going to lunge.
Actually,
they're just too agile.
Spiders are my favorite insect, I think.
Really?
They're not even insects, are they?
I thought you hated
arachnids.
Bugs.
I do hate bugs, but that's why I like spiders. They eat the bugs.
Yeah, they don't care what they do that's good for the earth.
Oh.
It's like...
Not eat the earth. I'm saying if you had a cockroach in your house and a spider sees it,
yeah, so you
it,
hate like beetles
done.
And stuff.
Yes, I hate beetles, bugs, ants, roaches, you know, little
ants?
Things.
Ants? They're harmless. Well, not the red ones.
But when you see a big lion...
Harmless?
Going, yeah, they bite you, first of all.
First of all, yeah, and they eat your house.
Yeah. And they'll eat your food.
Yeah, no thanks. Get these ants out of here. Kill all the bugs.
Yes. Thank you.
Kill all of them.
That's the only thing I like about global warming. They're like, bugs are dying. I'm like, yeah.
Well, bumblebees, we need them to pollinate because I like food.
Yeah, bees are cool, but.
Yeah, but bumblebees, they said you're 50% less likely to see a bumblebee now than you did since 1976.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Half of the world's bumblebees are dead and the other half are going. And these are the things that pollinate the earth.
Yeah. No mosquitoes in Vegas. Best place ever.
Dude, yeah, no mosquitoes. Awful. I'll take the bumblebees, though.
A 17-year-old girl found a package on the ground that contained tons of bank deposit envelopes with thousands of dollars inside. She turned the cash in to the
Idiot!
Cops.
Stop turning the money in!
Wow. Who contacted the business that the money belonged to, and they found the employee that dropped
Great. So not only did she not keep money, she got someone fired?
Yeah, she snitched.
I don't know. It didn't say the person got fired. Do you think they got fired?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're an employee that drops our money on the ground?
Yeah.
Can't be trusted?
Bye.
Goodbye.
No way, man. If it was me.
BS in the morning.
By the time you die from a potato enema, it's going to be French fries.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Hey, it's William Shatner. You're listening to BS in the Morning. You finally admit it.
You want to know who, I should say, which city had the highest increase in rent over the last 10 years? 2010 to 2019.
If I had to guess, yeah, I would say either Nevada or Phoenix, because they were hit the hardest by the, amongst the hardest by the recession that we had.
Are you talking about Vegas and Phoenix?
Yeah, Vegas
two
and
cities?
Phoenix, I would say.
Okay. What do you got, Izzy?
I
2010 to 2019, highest increase in rent.
So this is a city in the United States
Correct.
Or in Nevada?
In the United States.
I'll say San Francisco.
You think San Francisco? That's what I would think. New York, San Francisco, yeah. Something like that. But then, Greg, you bring up an interesting point. We were hit really hard here by the recession.
Yeah, it was so high.
It was so high.
Like the bubble.
So low.
Yeah. I feel like San Fran and New York kind of stayed the same or were already hot. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right. Well, it's not San Fran. It's not New York.
Hmm.
Data is showing that it's not Las Vegas or Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
It is. However, Reno is on the list of one of the top ones, ranked number 8. Number 1 is Aurora, Colorado.
Wow.
Colorado has been going through a huge boom. Dude, 73% increase in rent.
Wow.
How do you even live there?
Oh, my God.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't
They
get
said
it.
The average rent was $1,190 a month. It's jumped up to $2,060 a month.
No.
Yeah.
Jeez,
a difference
sucks.
Of $870.
Wow.
Pretty
I know a
incredible.
Lot of people that live there, and I'll be honest, all they do is smoke weed, and they don't have good jobs, so I don't know how they're surviving
cool.
if that's the rent.
Cool. It sounds like your dating pool.
Yeah.
Look at this. Where do you think Vegas is? Now, Vegas rent has jumped up quite a bit, right?
Hell yeah.
It's gotten
I've
expensive
heard, yeah.
here. Since when I first moved here, I moved here in 2014, and I was paying $800 a month for a two-bedroom,
yeah.
two-bath
wow.
apartment. It was $800 a month, two-bed, two-bath apartment, and had a hell of a nice pool, and that's why I was living there.
Yep. I just looked just this week for condos, because I was like, who knows, maybe I'll just save some money.
Yeah.
$1,500 for a decent two-bedroom condo.
To rent?
Yeah.
$1,500 for
yeah.
a condo?
Condo, bro.
Jesus
I'm like, are you kidding?
Christ.
Not worth it.
Yeah. I got a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a condo?
That was nuts. I was like, wow.
Right. Well, North Las Vegas is on the list, but it's way down there. It's in the 60s. Let me find it. 68 is Las Vegas of a $193 jump. So it's gone. Rent's gone up by like $200, they say.
Okay.
Which I feel like that's
Seems
an
like
under,
way more than
yeah,
that.
Underestimation. 17% yeah. jump. And then North Las Vegas is even more, 20% jump. Average rent has gone up $250 in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Which over 10 years doesn't seem like a lot of money, but I feel like that's off, dude.
Me
I feel
too.
Like it's just, yeah.
No way.
How much do you think you could have gotten your house for in 2014? Let's just pick 5 years ago. Let's go 2015.
Oh, man, you can get a house for like a grand back then, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Now you're looking, I think, dude, there was a house on my street renting for $1,800.
$1,800?
$1,800, I
oh
swear.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Am I lying? Mateo, it was like two doors down from us.
Yep.
True story.
Speaks the truth.
Yeah.
That's insane, dude. No way. Unreal. Now, I imagine one of these other cities, if you think Vegas has gotten more expensive, and it has, dude. Vegas has gotten more expensive.
One thing I was surprised about, though,
food and
yeah,
after
gas,
my
gas.
Year lease, they didn't raise the price of my rent. And I'm used to, you know, like back when I was in California, they would raise it like $50 a month. Yeah. Or $50.
Yeah. Every time, every year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which was ridiculous.
I don't think it's ridiculous.
Well, it depends on where you are.
An extra $50 a month?
Well, whatever inflation is, I would keep up with the inflation rate.
But it wasn't
2 or 3%.
I think we're lucky to be in Vegas on that point, as he said, because I think it's so transient that once an owner gets somebody in the house that's paying, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah,
they don't want somebody
they don't
to leave.
Lose it. Yeah.
I just feel like it's gotten more expensive just to live here in terms of like products and services.
Even just parking on the strip, you know, $20 there, you get drinks here. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You go out to lunch at like one of these, you know, I'm not going to say names, but you know, these pubs we have in every single corner now.
Yeah.
You used to go to lunch. It was like, you know, a cheap place to go to lunch. You bring a date now. It's like $50 to $80 for lunch there. It's
hey,
like,
that's 100%
true.
Are
you kidding me? Right?
Yep. Dude, you go to lunch just for a sandwich on your lunch break. I feel like it used to be $6-7 for lunch. Now it's 12, $15 per person. Oh man. Our dollar's worth less.
I know.
You're like, damn. So that's why when people always say, oh man, people are always against raising the minimum wage, which I get. You know, I understand that and the whole thing. But it's like federal minimum wage hasn't moved in 20 years yet. The rent has gone up.
Right.
The food has gotten more expensive. Everything's gone. The cost of products and services has gotten more expensive. Yet everyone's getting paid off of the base. So minimum wage, even if you don't make minimum wage, it still affects your salary because that is what the bottom of the well looks like.
What is minimum wage here?
I think $7.25.
Oh,
you're kidding me.
Could you imagine?
Still?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So,
maybe it's not
$15 an hour, but everyone, if the person working at the fast food joint was making $12 standard, which I think Chick-fil-A I saw on the table the other day, and I was eating there because it's delicious. It's like $12.50 an hour you can make at Chick-fil-A.
I don't know, man.
But
how much would that be? Like if they worked 40 hours a week and they made $12 an hour,
it's $450.
How much do you think that would be a year?
20 grand a year, a little over.
Oh, that's 23 nothing.
Grand.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's how you...
Dude, but I'll my tell point you right is now, everyone, I am not a rich man by any means.
Well,
if I worked for an hour and somebody handed me $7, I'd be like, you better go look in that desk to find something else to get me out of there.
So threaten them?
Yeah, there's no way you're paying me $7.
Greg's like...
For an hour.
Yeah. Greg's like... How much is that desk worth?
Yeah, exactly.
So you got a nice watch there.
It's a nice felt pen you got there. The hell out of here. $7.
And she got a pinky ring on. That looks like a little bit of access there.
Yeah. I see you like walking. You know how hard it is to walk without knees.
I'm the big fan of your legs.
I was the older Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy though.
Nah, man. I'm right there with.
I don't think. Is there a lot of jobs that pay that though? I don't know. Is anybody making $7?
Yeah, I would think. Probably here in the building.
Probably.
Yeah, dude. What do you think? 876-3692. I know I'm going to get yelled at here about minimum wage. Whatever.
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. His name is Robert.
Come on, guys.
His name
stop it.
Is Robert.
His name is Robert.
His name
shut
is Robert.
Up!
His name is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Sparks, how'd you know that minimum wage is 7.25?
How did I know? Because I make it. No, I don't know. I think I remember it being 7.25. Is that correct? I could be wrong.
Okay, here's the deal. Last summer, my son applied at Albertsons, and everything was 8.25. So he gets a job, everything. He works.
Oh, it is 8.25 in Nevada.
Check, they paid him 7.25. And I'm going, what the hell? You just said 8.25. He goes, I know. And I said, well, you better go ask somebody. So he goes and asks somebody. And they said, oh, well, we offered you health insurance, but you didn't take it. So we're allowed to pay you 7.25.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Only because they offered it.
Wow.
And that's the only reason. So I asked my employer, I said, hey, what's the deal with that? And he goes, it's just a Nevada law. If they offer you health insurance, they can pay you $1 less an hour.
They call it like right to work, like it sounds good.
Yeah.
It just basically means you're their bitch.
It's an absolute ripoff.
Yeah.
And minimum wage should be a lot higher. Here.
So it says $8.25 in the state of Nevada is the minimum wage. National federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour.
So ridiculous.
Okay. But no, that's not right. Minimum wage in Nevada is 7.25 because every employer out there will offer you health insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless if you take it. My kid was covered under my health insurance.
Interesting.
He's already got health insurance.
Yeah.
The ones they offer to him, they can pay him less.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Hey, man, I'm right there.
You better be coming off some loaves of bread, some chicken salad, some other stuff, too, man.
You get paid in groceries.
All right, later,
I don't care. All right, thanks,
man. Yeah, dude, that's the thing. Look, everyone complains about, well, if you make minimum wage $15 an hour, which, by the way, $15 an hour does seem like a lot of money. I understand.
Well, you're doubling it.
Right. Exactly. I mean. So my point is, if you pay minimum wage, if you pay like fast food employees minimum wage, then the price of that goes up. But a rising tide lifts all ships. So if your base, they're calculating what you pay, what you get paid based off of what minimum wage is, what they can pay the lowest guy on the totem pole. Mm-hmm. So if they raise that, then yes, your pay should increase as well. That's how I see it. Everybody should be paying more.
But if the cost of living goes up, then how much is your money really going? You know.
Well, dude, right now, nothing is keeping up with inflation rate.
Oh no!
So your money's being worth less. The physical dollar that you have is not worth a dollar anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, man.
If it's not maintaining with what inflation is.
I've seen fast food places up their prices because they had to print a label on something. Could you imagine if they had to pay everybody twice as much? They'd be like, oh, well, sorry. Now this loaf of bread costs $74.
But everybody should be paid. Everybody should get paid more, in my opinion. That means that
it's all relatives.
Right. But the people that pay for the burgers should be paying more. And the people that pay for the advertising should be paying more. And the people that do. Everybody should just, you know what I mean?
No.
What you have is, look, anyway, I know I'm going to get yelled at. And I know a lot of people don't agree. But at the same time, there's some people that make all the money.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. And you're not outraged by that, but you're outraged about people trying to survive.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Hey, it's Norm McDonald. You're listening. I'm tired, huh? Hey, this is Norm McDonald. You're listening to BS in the Morning.
Neil. Man. I like this part of the show. It's the Pantheon. It's where we lift up the number one. I heard that. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Lift up. Nice. Into the rafters of the show, right? We take the crowning achievement of what you decide is the number one. I heard that for the month of January. Greg, this was your month, man.
Sure was.
Feeling good? Feeling confident?
Not really.
Really? I mean, I would be if I were you.
I feel confident it was a good top 10, but I mean, people just vote whatever. They don't really pick, you know.
Oh, here we go. You're blaming the fifth man.
Well, of course.
Well, what if they come through? Are you going to...
I don't know. They already
love them again.
I mean, they already colluded with an obvious conspiracy. So it's
that's right. Wheel of Punishment. It's coming up. I'm liking that one. All right, look at this. If you missed the I Heard That on Friday, well, we're going to replay them here. This is Greg's month of January. And here are the top 10 I Heard That. I'll play this little sound effect here. So we'll recap what is live and then what goes into the clip. Number 10. Let's hire some 16-year-olds to go beat some 14-year-old ass. Okay. And number 9.
I'll take feet over b-hole all day.
Once again, these are all out of context. And by the way, we'll be asking you for your combos coming on up here in a few minutes as well. Number 8.
Hey, Jim, I'm getting a little lightheaded. Did you crap your pants?
Number 7. That's the pit of my stomach where I pushed. Oh, God. Number 6. Butt. Throw it up in the butt. Ah, damn it. Oh, no. Number 5. I put something in my butt. Number 4.
I think they call this a BBC.
Number 3. I'm going to show you Izzy first. Here we go. Don't wince. She's covering her eyes.
I have to do it at my own pace.
All right.
Is it facing me?
It's facing you, yes. Mateo, what do you think?
That is so cool.
Oh! All right, here we go. Number, what is that, 3? Number 2. Greg can bang my mom. Oh, God. I hate this show. I hate this show. Number 1, I heard that according to Greg. We're going to be asking you if you agree.
and there's the finger.
Oh!
Oh, what do you think, Izzy? What do you think is number one?
Throw up in the butt one. Is that number six?
I think number six. Yeah, let's play. Here's number six one more time. Throw it up in the butt.
That's my favorite.
So funny. I'm going to tell you, what are you thinking here? Real quick, before you get those phones.
I like two.
Number two? Oh, God, you bastard. Greg can bang my mom. Look, number two is stellar. I'm not going to say it's not, of course, but we've already had that so many times. Yeah. That's why I think it's not number one. I got to say, number one is number one. And there's the finger.
Oh!
I mean, it's really well timed.
I didn't think it was even close. I mean, I just put it aside. Like, this has to be the number
one. So you definitely, no doubt.
I think that's number one, yeah.
That's, as soon as you heard it, you're like, number one. I would think that's number one. Number six is really good, though, Izzy. Throw it up in the butt! And then number four is good.
I think they call this a BBC.
Oh! I mean, just a subtle.
It's a lot of work with.
Subtle, yeah. A lot of good choices. What do you think is number one? What are they calling the vote? What do they want? Calling the vote? All right. Look, we're going to open up the lines for the vote. All right. Here we go. 876-3692. You call in here and you vote for what you think is number one. Do you think it is what Greg and I think should be number one? And there's the finger.
Oh!
That would be Greg's number one. Or do you think it's number six? Throw it up in the butt. I mean, that's what it is. You can pick any of them. It doesn't matter which one it is. Number nine was really good.
I'll take feet over b-hole all day.
That's really good, too. I think that should be higher than number nine. But what do you think? 876-3692. We're going to go first to four votes for the Pantheon. You're going to elevate this one as the very first number one of 2020. Here we go. Moonshine's already in. Oh, wait. Hold on there. Moonshine, what you got, man? What's your vote?
Number two.
Number two is on there for number one. That is this one. Greg can bang my mom. Joker, what do you got for number one?
Karma's a bitch, Foxy, number two.
Number two with two votes. BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote?
Number one is number one.
Number one, number one. BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote?
Number one.
Number one now, tied up with two votes. BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote?
Oh, number one.
Number one with three, pulling ahead. BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote?
Number two.
Number two now, tied with number one. Ooh. Oh my God, BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote?
Number one.
Number one has taken it. It was between two things. That's it. That's nuts. There it goes. Greg nails it again with the number one. I heard that. As voted on by you, number one in the Pantheon for the year 2020, the year of our Lord. And there's the finger.
Oh!
There you go. You're number one. I heard that. Hey, you got any combos? By all means, lay it on us. 876-3692. I'm already seeing some come across the old text line. So if you want to text a combination, by all means, BS and your message. 69187. We'll get to it in 6 minutes.
BS in the morning. Our Twitter numbers are a joke. Go and see for yourself at BS Morning Show.
Yeah. Combos. You got some? By all means, lay it on us. 876-3692. These are where we take the I heard that's from what Greg just did the month of January. Throw them, combine them into one another, and then they sound even worse than they did before, right? It's almost like juicing. Let's do this here. I'm going to play this. So you know what goes in the thing and the thing. You get it. All right, here we go. Going over the text line. If you got one, call in by all means. This is Zach Rath was very enthusiastic as he texted in. He said, please combo four into six. Here it is. Number four into number six.
I think they call this a BBC.
Oh, throw it up in the butt.
It's about as perfect as it gets.
Yeah, that is pretty damn good here. Let's go to the phones. 876-3692.
Don't care what your real name is. I'm going to call you Kevin.
Yo, Kevin.
Hey, Sparks.
Swinger Kevin. What's up, dude?
Hey, not much, man. I was caught up with a combo. 261.
261. Nice. Here's your combo, Swinger Kevin. Greg can bang my mom. Throw it up in the butt. And there's the finger.
Okay.
All right. Swinger Kevin.
Might be the greatest combo of all time.
That's not the greatest combo of all time.
Play that again.
No.
Play that again.
I will not.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Swinger Kevin, you son of a bitch.
Play that one more time. Yeah, we didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
No.
Seriously, Mateo?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Damn it. Greg can bang my mom. Throw it up in the butt. And there's the finger.
Ah!
All right, quick.
That was great the second time.
It's always better the second time.
Shut up. Shut up, all of you. God, I hate you. I hate everyone here. Maybe not Izzy. You're off the hook. Bye. Doesn't seem like you're enjoying it as much as the others.
He doesn't enjoy anything.
All right, you ready? Go back to the text line. BS in your message, 69187. We've got another one here. 5 into 4. Here we go. I put something in my butt.
I think they call this a BBC.
Oh! All right, that's pretty good. Another one off the text line. We got 9 into 6. Am I reading that right? Yeah, 9 into 6.
I'll take feet over b-hole all day.
Throw it up in the butt. That's pretty good. 9 into 6. Yeah. All right. If you got one, by all means, lay it on us. 876-369. So you can always text in your combos as well. BS in your message, 69187.
BS in the morning. Yeah, we don't want to be up this early either.
Okay, before you get on my case about China, because I know you're, China again. This actually takes place in the United States, okay? A person was coming from China back to the U.S., which already... I don't like that. You got to sound the alarms. You got that coronavirus coming over here.
Where are they coming from again?
China.
You know what?
Oh, no!
Maybe I could be ninja.
Damn it! Don't start that. I thought that was dead.
What? What are you talking about?
That stupid song.
It's been a while.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So, this person was flying
from... I want to be ninja.
Greg.
I want to be ninja.
Can I get on with the story, please? Oh, my God.
I want to be ninja.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jeez, I had to get out there once.
They were coming from China... to Washington, D.C. And I guess they're a U.S. citizen. So you should know better, okay? And don't be gross. They sell a lot of gross things in China. A lot of these wet markets where, like you said, Greg, the other day, SARS came from.
Yes.
Coronavirus is there, you know, comes from. Mm. It all comes from these places where they eat bats and, you know, these disgusting.
China.
I want to be ninja. I want to be ninja.
God, I hate you.
I want to chow down to Chinatown.
I wish you had SARS.
I want to be ninja. I started training hard.
Oh my God.
I think I could go far. I am a natural. That's matter-factual.
Matter-factual? It's the worst song ever. Ninja's not even Chinese. God, I hate that song. I hate it. Matter factual. Ah, oh, this idiot brought dead birds in a bag on a plane from China.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
They're like, what are you doing with dead birds in your suitcase, bro?
He's like, I have to have lunch when I get there.
Lunch for his cat. That's what they said.
Disgusting.
I was going to use it as cat food.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Bro, they make cat food.
Dude.
That's gross.
I mean, anything they do is disgusting.
They put it in, apparently it's in this bag with like a... It's actual cat food in China because there's a pictures of cartoon cat and dog on it. Like, here's like your fancy feast, and they open it up and it's a bunch of dead birds.
Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah, well, it's like actual birds too. It's not like ground up. They're like, here's some dead birds.
That's so gross.
Isn't that gnarly?
Is there anything like too gross for these? I mean, seriously. Ah!
Dude, it's just a bag of dead birds.
It looks like mushrooms. It looks like psychedelic mushrooms.
Dude. I've never done shrooms, and if it looks like that,
it does look like that.
It probably tastes the same too.
Yeah, it entirely does.
Gross, dude.
Dude, those people. Oh my god.
Gross.
This is gross. And people are like, stop making fun of your culture. Like, this is gross.
No.
If you're like eating a turd like a New York strip steak, I'm sorry. Your culture's gross. I don't care.
Is that knife and fork?
No. Chopsticks.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Hey, y'all, I'm in your colon. $2,000, I'll come out.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
You know what? Maybe I, too, could be ninja.
Hi, this is Rob Schneider, and you're doing it. more phlegm than I'd ever anticipated. Hi, this is Rob Schneider, and you're doing it. You're listening to BS in the Morning in Las Vegas.
I saw your maps on Instagram. You guys are bad.
Oh, whatever.
I didn't think they were that bad.
You wouldn't have done any better.
I would have gotten everyone 100%
sure
correct.
Would.
Are you kidding me?
Liar.
Are you kidding me right now? No. I would have got... Okay.
It's too late.
I just rattled them off to Mateo, no problem.
Yeah, rattling off the names is different than filling them
in. I went by state in order over a map by memory.
Yeah. Wow, so cool.
I'm just saying. These guys are just not...
What a skill. You put that on your resume.
So good at geography, guys.
I love geography.
Yeah.
I love maps, and I like the United States. Mm-hmm. So... I like traveling to these places.
Good for you.
Therefore, I know these places.
It's not all you like.
Being well traveled is important. Mm-hmm. Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth.
Also important.
What? Well, I mean, do you guys count? Let's be honest. How many states have you been to? And how many? Because I feel like that is the main factor in getting to know what the United States is actually like.
Maybe
and
10 or 12.
Knowing where they are.
Not a lot.
So you probably knew where Massachusetts was.
Nope.
But you've been to Boston and you didn't know?
No.
What? How does that work?
I know I've been there, but I don't know where it is on a map.
So when you get on a plane, you just take me there, wherever we're going.
Yep.
And you just, wow.
Well, what if you're...
That's freedom.
You look at a map beforehand?
Yes.
No.
That's weird.
I don't need to in the United States because I know it, but if I'm traveling to another country, I absolutely look at
another country.
Where are we going? It's or different. If I'm driving to a different city, I don't just put in my GPS and go. I look beforehand. What part of the state are we going in? Where is this located? You don't do that?
All right. Cool geography boy. Can we
You don't do that? Honest to God, you don't do that?
I don't know.
Blindly type in your GPS. Wherever it takes me,
usually,
it takes me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Whoa, that's a lot of faith.
What if you
Yeah, I know, right? That's why I get lost all the time.
What if you have a layover though? Does that count? Like let's say
How does
it not count?
That absolutely does not count.
Well, technically you're on federal grounds or whatever. But still, if I go to an airport, you're telling me I'm not on that place.
So if you had a layover in Minnesota.
I did.
Okay. So you claim that you've been to Minnesota?
I did. Well, I don't know.
No,
I'm asking.
I do not count
that. Because I got drunk at their TGI Fridays for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
The airport TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
Or yeah, I wouldn't count that.
That doesn't count?
If you don't leave the airport, I wouldn't count it.
Because the people you're talking to and the people you're mingling with are not from there.
Yeah, I don't count it for myself.
Well, the waitress was.
Okay. So because you talked to someone from
the state.
She was making
me doubles at like 5 a.m. She was really cool.
That sounds like Minnesota. They love the drink up there. No way, dude. That does not count. What do you think, Mateo? Does that count?
Then I haven't been anywhere. All I do is hang out at the airport and get a couple drinks.
Really?
Yeah, that's like my thing. All I do is like when we're taking off too, I look for like the biggest building in the city. I'm like, oh, that blue skyscraper. And then when I leave, I'm like, yeah, man, you know that big blue skyscraper? Oh, yeah, I've been there. I was like, yeah, me too.
That does not count.
Mateo goes to the airport to drink when they're not handing out the flight.
I know, yeah. He's still in one of the airport bar. Because most states, it's open at that time.
It's like, first states at McCarran.
Yeah.
876-3692. I'm curious. I bet it's a 50-50 split. I bet people count airports for being there in the city.
I mean, you're in the city.
But you're not seeing
the city. You're not the city.
But you're physically there.
Yeah, but I mean.
It's like if you flew to the moon, you say you've never been there?
Yeah, but if I was in a coma and they flew me to a hospital in Minnesota, I was physically there.
Well, you wish you were in a coma.
I didn't see the state.
I looked at the window.
I love Minnesota. It's a great place. Look, 876-3692. I want to take a poll on this.
I want a fifth man poll. If you've been to the airport, does that count that you've been there? I'm going to say absolutely not. I'm saying no. Izzy says no. Yeah. Greg says yes. And Mateo says yes. So we're split on the show.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking.
What about you, Steven? What do you got? If you're at the airport on a layover, does it count that you've been there?
I don't go on airplanes much, so I can't answer that.
You can. No. You have an opinion. You have a brain. Would you count that as yes or no?
Let's not get crazy.
Love you too, Greg.
Would you say yes or no? Whose side are you on? Is he at mine or Greg and Mateo's?
I mean, it sounds like it counts.
Okay, so there you go.
I mean, it's a technicality, but you're there.
It's ridiculous, dude. It should not count.
How is that ridiculous?
But here's the thing.
What if you work at the airport? When you go to work, you're not in the city anymore?
No, because you live there. My point is, I don't think you visited there until you've done a certain couple things. I think you've done, you have to go.
What if you drink a handle of Jack Daniels?
No, it has no... I think you have to do, I have to, think you have to visit landmarks in the city.
No.
Oh, I don't do that anyway.
No. That's not.
How have you not visited the city if you've never visited what makes the city the city?
No, that's dumb.
No, sightseeing is stupid.
So I have to go in the Statue of Liberty before I say I've been to Manhattan?
Right,
no.
Exactly.
Landmark.
That's dumb.
No, landmark. But if you drive by Times Square, be like, I saw Times Square with my eyes. If you drive by Wall Street, I saw Wall Street with my eyes. If you've been... If you've been in New York, there's a million things that I would qualify as being a very New York thing.
Well, if you step over a homeless person, that's a New York thing. I mean,
so you're saying if you don't get a piece of pizza and eat it in half, you didn't go to New York?
Yeah.
I agree with that, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I think you have to do whatever the city's famous for, and you didn't do it, then you didn't technically visit the city.
I disagree.
So if you go to...
you were still physically there.
No, because that's Greg's argument.
Well, but you have to physically leave the airport. You're in an airport.
So it's go ahead, Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you land in Newark first, you have to carjack somebody and smoke crack before you can say you've been to Newark.
If that's what they do in Newark.
Yes.
Then yes.
Ask Whitney Houston's family. That's what they do in Newark.
If that's what they do in Newark, then yes. You have to do what they do there.
All right.
Okay? And not say you come to Vegas. I mean, there's a million different things you could do. It doesn't just have to be the Strip. If you go to Red Rock, then hey, you went to Vegas. You know what I mean? That's still very much a Vegas thing.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you think? 876-3692. What the hell is your name? Wilhelm?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Wilhelm. Go ahead, Wilhelm.
It does not count. You need to go to the city and enjoy something in the city.
Thank you!
To be recognized as, yeah, I went there.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What if I had
I went to the Strip.
What if one of the beers I ordered to chase my Jack Daniels with was a local beer?
Exactly.
It's close, but no, it does not count. No, it doesn't count. God, just because you get drunk somewhere definitely means you didn't visit there. You weren't even cognizant of what was happening around you. Right?
Oh. He's a moonshine man.
Yo, moonshine.
Hey, I say yes.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Thank you.
At the airport, you've definitely been there.
No, right? Dude.
Of course.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, God. Stop poisoning your child's mind.
Oh, my God.
The whole car of kids.
Hell yeah. What an accurate automobile.
Oh, Davey, that is awful.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, what do you think? Cool.
Hello?
Does it count or no? If you've just been to the airport, does it count that you've been to a city?
Absolutely. The airport's in the state.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't
count.
You didn't experience the state at all.
Yes, I did.
No.
And I gotta agree with Sparks. Every time I go out of town, I absolutely zoom in to see where I'm going.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, I zoom in like maybe on a beach or something, but not like landmarks or whatever.
I just want to know where I'm going.
Absolutely. If the airport's in the state, you've been to the state.
All right, Dave. You're wrong and right at the same time. Let's go to... How about Justin? Hi, Justin. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Hey, what you got?
No, going to the airport doesn't count.
See? Dude, I think we're 50-50.
Why doesn't it count?
Because you're just stopping. You're not even doing anything. You're sitting in the airport.
Yes, you're in a hermetically sealed environment. Yeah. That's not the real place.
No, it's not. You got to get out and enjoy the place.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. It's like you're in a bubble. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, their football team plays in a dome. What's the difference? Can't go outside there anyway.
It's so stupid. Because sports teams play in domes.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go outside. It's
this is ridiculous. Let us know what you think. 876-3692. You can always text in as well. BS in your message 69187.
Follow us at BS in the Morning on Instagram, and we'll follow you back. Do it now.
Looks like text line's in agreement with Izzy and I.
Oh, that's good.
I know. Does gambling at McCarran count as going to Vegas?
Yes. Of course it does. You can't gamble on other airports.
I disagree. It's definitely not Vegas.
So you say you go to Vegas and do what you do there. Gambling?
Yeah, gambling is one thing, but gambling in the airport, that's not Vegas.
You
that's
said
not the Vegas experience.
You go
experience.
Somewhere and do what they do.
Yeah, I know, but you have to get the experience in the city. No, then you've been
the
there.
That's the experience, trust me. That's go not- to a gas station at 3 a.m. Plane slash the airport is Vegas. That's the experience.
You have to go into one of those like smoke cubicles in the airport with the thing. Yeah,
the best.
Every time I see those, I'm like, oh my God. I can't believe people can hang out in there.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Let's go to the phones. 876-3692. Remy, hello, sir.
Yes, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
It's going well, man. Do you think if you've what do you think? If you've stopped over at a layover in a city, does it count as visiting that city?
You know, I don't believe so. I had a layover in Boston. My dad said you have to eat crab cakes in Boston. So I tried one at the airport. It was amazing. But I really don't feel like I've been to Boston. I've eaten crab cakes in Boston, but I've never been to Boston.
Thank you.
If you don't leave the airport, to me, you're just transiting through. It's not really visiting.
Right. Completely agree. Yeah, you didn't experience what Boston is.
Right.
You know?
Right, right. I want to go back.
Exactly.
But you were in Boston.
I ate crab cakes in Boston, literally, but did I get to experience Boston? No.
Right. So you were in Boston.
Yes, but he wasn't.
Right, thank you.
He doesn't count on his visiting there.
Okay.
That's the thing.
He says he was there, though.
No, man. No. Look, I've been to Columbia. I had a layover in Columbia. I don't count Columbia.
Yeah, I had a layover in Dallas and all the other Texas places. Don't count it.
Don't count it.
Never been to Texas.
I've been to Texas.
Driven through Texas. Never been to Texas.
You've driven through Texas, but you've never been to Texas?
I don't think I have.
Wait a minute. What?
It was driving, you know, to move to California.
You drove through the entire state of Texas.
Not the entire state.
And
you've
never been to Texas.
Oh. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I would count that.
Really? I didn't experience it though. I just drove through it.
That's whoa.
I didn't stop and eat.
Okay, first of all, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How long can you go without food?
A really long time.
11-hour drive. Like what? Yeah. Hold on a second. What part of Texas did you drive through?
I don't remember. Honestly, I can't remember.
Probably Amarillo.
I took the south route to California.
Yeah, Amarillo.
From Illinois.
She went through Amarillo, all that stuff.
Okay.
Panhandle.
What? That's amazing. How long of a drive is the Panhandle?
I would say
Two hours?
No, I'm getting 4 hours, I'd say.
A 4 hour drive through
Maybe.
The Panhandle.
I don't remember. It's been so long.
But you definitely experienced Texas.
It's basically you cross over from New Mexico and then it's Texas all the way to Oklahoma.
To Oklahoma,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so you definitely experienced Texas. A part of it at least. I would count that without a doubt.
And do anything there though.
You drove through it for 4 hours.
Yeah, anything here. It's like saying I've never been to Vegas. All I just sit on my couch. Okay.
Guess what? You drive through Kansas, there's really not much to do there. It's just flat and straight, and you've experienced Kansas.
Yeah, that was it was Texas to me. I was like, this is not very exciting, and I didn't do anything.
There you go.
Nailed
you've
it.
Been to Texas.
Especially if you've driven. If you've driven through, flying is different, because you don't get to see, you know, you're just up there.
Okay, so you just proved my point. We've both been to Texas.
Damn it, Izzy.
Sorry.
If you've driven through a state, you've been to that state.
Okay.
Especially Kansas.
Or the Panhandle of Texas.
Or if you fall into it.
Yes, precisely. Let's go to the phones. 876-3692.
Oh, Davey, that is awful.
Okay, so here's the thing. When I deployed to Iraq in 2003, we stopped in Shannon, Ireland for a couple hours to do something with the airplane. Now, we weren't allowed to leave the airport. However, we were allowed 2 pints of Guinness and a shot of whiskey. So, can I say I've been to Ireland?
Yes. No.
Or just a layover?
No,
it's a layover. I can get a shot of whiskey.
I'm sorry. If you're drinking, you're in Ireland. It doesn't matter where you are.
You drink Guinness in Ireland.
Yeah. If I do a shot right here in the studio, I'm in Ireland. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Did the guy who served you have an Irish accent?
Nobody was short and redheaded with a red nose.
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. He wasn't even from Ireland.
Well, I'm sure he was. We were in Ireland. I don't know.
He didn't have an Irish accent. He's not from Ireland. No, absolutely not.
I can't remember that. It was that long ago, to be honest, if he had an accent or not. I don't even know if I ordered the beers. I just remember drinking them.
Oh, my God. Sean, you haven't been to Ireland. Okay, go to Ireland.
Did he have a tiny penis?
Probably.
Okay, then yes, you've been.
You're listening to BS in the Morning. Do I sound too much like I'm trying to do a radio voice?
Can you leave
this part in?
Yes.
Okay, we'll leave it.
This is Tom Green, and you're... No, see, I'm trying to do a radio voice. This is Tom Green, and you're... No. Hi, this is Tom Green, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. See, that doesn't sound like a radio
voice. You killed it. That was great.
I want to go, hey, this is Tom Green, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. Las Vegas.
Really sad story about this couple that died in the volcano in New Zealand.
What?
Remember that volcano exploded in New Zealand?
Oh, I thought they like jumped in or something.
No. They recovered a photo of them just minutes before it exploded.
Ugh.
Really?
Posing there. I'm like, ugh.
Well, and their death must have been instant. That's probably how I would have wanted it.
Yeah, if you want to go, you want to go like that, right?
Well, at least they have hard hats on in case of lava. What? Why do they have hard hats on?
Well, you think about rocks being thrown up in the air.
I mean, if it blows up.
I don't know if I would want that photo.
Mm.
That's like, you know.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Tupac, before he got shot, you ever see that photo? Mm-hmm. Like the last photo where he's like staring blankly out the window?
He's still alive, though.
Or that dude from Fast and Furious that got in the...
Paul Walker?
Picture of him in the car.
Really?
Right before he took off, yeah.
That's the thing. I feel like we take too many photos nowadays.
Didn't the phone melt? How'd they have the picture, though?
I didn't read the whole thing. I just got
good
really
question.
Sad.
Yeah. Maybe cloud.
Mm.
If it's an iPhone.
I see.
Yeah, could have been on the cloud. I honestly didn't. I got really sad and just started thinking about how we have too many photos of.
Well, some tour guide probably took it and was like, okay, guys, have fun. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And drove off.
Yeah, boy. Just awful. So there's a Norm MacDonald joke where they're like, remember. You only had one photo of your grandparent, and you're like, wow, that's my grandparent. That's really crazy. And now in the future, they're going to be like, hey, you want to see every photo of me ever taken every single day of my life?
Yeah.
And that's true. It's like every day, are you taking, do you have a photo of you every day, basically? I bet there is.
Me?
No. I guarantee it.
Like, do I take one?
Maybe it's not, maybe you don't take one of you intentionally.
No.
But there's probably pictures of you.
Oh, from me looking at my phone and
looking
somebody...
Looking at your phone, someone else is taking... You're in the background. People are taking photos all day, every day.
Right.
They're taking... I mean...
I can't be in the background because I don't hang out with people.
Yeah, right.
Same with Greg.
You hang out with people. Greg, you hang out
I'm
with way more people than Greg.
If you're in my living room. Right?
you took a photo of yourself today and you put it on social media.
Yeah, I did.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's a very rare... I did it because I, you know...
Yeah, you're making a joke or whatever. Yeah, but my point is... Just like, but we don't think about it anymore.
No.
And now it's like,
I used to intentionally not be in photos.
I don't think you can now.
I know.
I think about that when I go to like an event, go to a concert or go to a conference, like, or go to the CES.
Yeah.
Dude, you're in the background of all those.
I know.
There's no way to get away with anything. I think we all take too many photos.
You're probably picking your nose on like seven other people's Facebooks.
Yeah, dude, you're trying to just have a moment to yourself. You can't.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Mm.
Any private time you've ever had is dead.
It's kind of cool to look it up, though.
I don't like it because I look back on my life, and although I love my life, I realize, boy, time is going faster and faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of perception, and I haven't done that much. Like, I need to start doing more things.
See, I did too much.
But I get tired.
I was thinking about that.
You've
I'm
had
done
like,
doing
multiple lives.
I'm done doing stuff. That's what it is.
You were just looking yesterday at a vacation.
Oh, no, I know. That kind of stuff's fun. But, like, as far as stuff, like, just doing things, like, I feel like I did way too many things already. I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? I have 100 lifetimes already of things. So I'm like, anybody ask me to do a thing? I'm like, why would I want to do that? It doesn't make any sense.
What about you, Izzy? Do you feel like you haven't done enough or do you do too much?
I've definitely done a lot already, but I want to continue doing things. I just really want to slow it down.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm cool. Like,
bad idea.
It used to be, oh, I got to do everything or I'm missing out. But now, as I've gotten older, I realize that, like, no, I just want to do the quality things that I really enjoy doing, because that is, you know, that I get the good things out of that. I don't need to be doing 8 billion things that I don't feel like doing.
Mm-mm. I hate sitting around. I get stir crazy.
You're like my mom. Oh, yeah, me. She's really annoying.
I get out of this house. I used to be like that.
I gotta get out of this house, man.
No.
I gotta move. I gotta be on the move somewhere. Nope. Are you raising your hand, Steven?
Somebody's asked me to do something. I don't want to be out of this house. That's what I say.
Yeah.
It's Steven, the cleaning guy.
Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that one, because it's like I've had too many times this past, well, a lot of times where it's just like, it's Friday, and I'm like, wait a minute, was it just Friday like 2 days ago or something? And time just goes way too fast. I just want a little slower time to enjoy something.
You cannot live any slower. You are the slowest moving person I've ever met.
Just because I move slow doesn't mean time feels like it's going by too fast.
Yeah, it's true. Like, for instance, a week to
I don't know.
A week
know
to a sloth is still a week. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but like, Steven, do you feel like you've done too much?
No.
Because I feel like you haven't done enough, bro. Well, then again, in certain areas, you've done a lot. God knows what you've done. But in other areas, I feel like you could go and experience more things.
Yeah, I mean, I do enough stuff that I want to do, but it's like I feel like I wish I had more time to do it. Like, the weekend goes by way too fast for me. It feels like a few hours when it's like 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh, time is so weird.
Yeah. Okay. The weekend.
That's the best way I can put it.
Genius.
Yes.
Time is like so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, the sitar.
That's the song of the
brain. All right, Steven. You don't do drugs, right?
No, not
that much. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some kush up in it.
Steven never needs to do drugs. He's already like, time's like, so weird. Is that what you're thinking when you're walking around the building here? Time is just moving so fast right now. Whoa, bro.
It's like the Matrix.
All right.
I can't.
Good to know. I think there's too many photos of us, and I don't think I've done enough. Everybody in this room disagrees. Cool.
Time. It's like moving.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
And then she's going to eat it out of me, and I'm going to have to worry about if she gets Ebola or something.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
This comp traffic's brought to you by Steven the Cleaning Guy's version of time. And the Valley Auto Mall. Shop from 20 dealers and 24 brands at the Valley Auto Mall. Got an accident and injury at Franklin Avenue and Burnham Avenue. Or do we? Got an accident with injury over at Wallapai and Desert Inn Road. Got an accident with traffic at Alexander and Cliff Shadows Parkway. Got an accident with injury over at Jones and Brent Lane. Accident with injury on Boulder Highway. And an accident with injury at Town Center and Desert Inn. Got an accident on Upland Boulevard and Alta Drive. And an accident on Martin Avenue and South Rainbow. Also an accident with injury at Town Center and Covington Cross. And an accident with injury at Farm Road and North Cimarron Road. I know what kind of farm I hope that is. Accident with traffic at Torino Avenue and Eastern. Also an accident with injury at Tanaya and Tropical. And an accident with traffic at Lake Mead and Nellis. And an accident with injury at South 93 and North Las Vegas Boulevard. Once again, this comp traffic brought to you by the Valley Auto Mall. Shop 20 dealers and 24 brands in the Valley.
No BS.
876-3692. We're going to go with color number 16. Good luck to you. You're trying to get a four-pack of tickets to see Major League Rugby over there at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday. Should be fun. I was reading about this electric car, another competitor here. It's called the Nikola. Which, I mean, how many times are we going to bite off Nikola Tesla? Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here? The company's called Nikola.
Let's call one the Edison or something. Like, come on.
600-mile range pickup truck, 0 to 60, 2.9 seconds. It's pretty awesome.
What's it look like?
It looks like a normal truck, too.
Oh, wow.
Looks like
a normal.
See,
that's the one everyone thought was going to be the Tesla.
I feel like, yeah.
Here so you is go. That even the real picture of that one?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
I like it.
It does look
It looks like a normal truck.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very futuristic, but it looks
it's
nice.
It's got glowy lights on
looks
things.
Cooler than the Tesla.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Can operate in minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Towing capacity over 8,000 pounds.
Wow.
906 horsepower at peak. 455 horsepower continuously.
Wow.
980 foot-pounds of torque.
It's nice.
Pretty badass truck. Yeah.
What's the cost on it? You don't know?
Doesn't say here, but we'll see. Definitely supposed to compete with the new electric Hummer that Izzy was talking about the other day, the Tesla Cybertruck, and the Rivian. And then, of course, the Ford F-150 electric truck that they're hinting is going to be on its way. So, hey, man, it's going to be cool. I think I might be a truck guy.
I like
once
trucks.
Once it goes electric, I do. I've always wanted one. I think it could be pretty...
If it's electric, I mean, yeah.
That's why, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The gas is what kills me.
My name's not Squeak, all right? It's Kenny.
All right, you little bitch.
Yo, Kenny.
Hey.
How
what
are
the
you, sir?
Hell is that? Hey, Kenny.
All right, yourself?
Are you working a bandsaw right now?
I'm not anymore.
Okay. Nice. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Here's your question, Kenny. Good luck. Greg?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for something, and never mind. Okay, Kenny, this PS show member said they went to Columbia. Was it myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
I'm going to take a guess and say Sparks.
That's none of the
we'll
above.
We'll give it to him. It's kind of a tough one. Thanks, Kenny. Congratulations. Yes.
Thanks.
That is correct.
That was about 12 seconds too late.
That's fine. Hey, look, I have been there. But I don't count it. That's the difference. There's the little caveat trick question to it. Yes. All right. Well, there you go. That's it for the show. Whew. Carlota, she's up next. Tomorrow, Izzy's birthday.
Oh, God, I forgot.
How do you forget it's your birthday? Come on,
like,
Izzy.
I know it's coming, but I keep forgetting what day.
Oh, come on.
You want to come? I would love for you to come.
Oh, I can't wait for Izzy's birthday.
Izzy's going to be 21 years old tomorrow.
Do Izzy all day.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, we'll just do Izzy stuff all day, I'm saying.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't wanna.
Nice. That's how we're starting the show tomorrow.
Please, look at it.
If you wanna watch this.
Ah, save it for tomorrow, Greg.
All right.
Should be a good one.
I have sex with this pipe.
Izzy's birthday and a special surprise for Greg on Izzy's birthday.
Ooh,
should be
I like
a good
that.
One. We'll see you then.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.
I'm racist.